Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Hi, and welcome. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and welcome to my show, The Science of Yes. Each week, I speak on the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach, and I'm also a business consultant. I specialize in breaking down the emotional barriers that block you from whatever it is you're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I call myself a yes coach, and the process I designed is the science of yes. Come to my program and get answers to your questions regarding starting a business or creating your business plan or anything around getting your business going. I can support you. I focus on spiritual and health practitioners as well as creative artists. So if you are in that category, I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. Even if you're currently working full-time and do your business on the side, I can support you in getting your business up and running. If you're interested in interacting with me on the air, feel free to call in at area code 323-642-1207. That's area code 323-642-1207. This program is a special program for the Science of Yes. Normally, I'm on every week on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We had a show that canceled this morning, so you get the Yes Coach on Saturday morning, and I hope you're listening, and I hope you're getting value. That's my commitment in life, is to contribute and add value to other people's lives. The Science of Yes is a really powerful context to live your life inside of. Transformational practitioners often struggle to turn their passion, what it is that they are heart conscious about, into a profitable business for themselves. You can create a thriving business aligned with your life passion, and I can teach you how. You can get yourself organized for success in life, and you can teach yourself how to be a business owner and run your business as an entrepreneur. Just because you're spiritual, you're creative-minded, doesn't mean you can't get yourself organized logistically to run a business. You'll make money, and you'll take your business to the next level, wherever that might be for you, guaranteed. I guess you're wondering why I call my process a science. Well, in life, there's left-brain people and there's right-brain people. Left-brain people are very intellectual. They do things methodically. Their minds operate on a very robotic level. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that's not a good way to be. I'm not saying that's a good way to be. I'm just saying that there are people in life who operate on that level. Right-brain people, they're very, very intuitive. They're creative. They're people who operate inside more of their emotional and spiritual appeal rather than logistically or organizationally or even thinking things through thoroughly. There's nothing wrong with that either. I empower you wherever you're at. So if you would like to find out how a right-brain person can run their life in a left-brain consciousness, give me a call, area code 323-642-1207. I see I have a caller on the line, and I don't know if it is available to speak. Hi, you're on live with Pam Heath, the Yes Coach.
I empower you wherever you're at. So if you would like to find out how a right-brain person can run their life in a left-brain consciousness, give me a call. Area code 323-642-1207. I see I have a call.
Hello?
Is someone there?
Hi, this is Pam.
Yes, it is.
Hi, who is this?
Hello, my name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Welcome.
Hi. You know what? I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or someone else. I'm sorry about that. My name is Maddie. I just tuned in and I was like, whoa, yes, I like that. Yes.
I was a yes, and so I decided to make a science of it.
Is she giving readings today or just a dialogue?
So I'm not a medium, so I don't give spiritual readings. I'm a coach.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
I like that. Yes, I like that.
Yes.
So perhaps I just want to listen then and gain some knowledge.
Okay, that's just fine. That's absolutely fine. So I'm gonna keep going. And if you do have a question, just pipe in and let me know.
I will. Thank you. Uh huh.
You're welcome. All right. So I'm gonna get started. I'm gonna talk a little bit about what I call the science of yes, and why I call it a science. I'll tell you a little bit about my process and what it is that I do and why I ended up calling it a science. So in life, I'm one of those glasses half full kind of people. I've always been the kind of person that looked at everything from a silver lining. Whatever happens in life, and, I can understand that, you have obstacles in life and the things that happen that are kind of tragic or unhappy. You might think that life is not exactly a bowl of cherries, so to speak. But I can tell you emphatically that pretty much anything that you could name that would be considered a downer or tragic or unsettling has happened to me. In life, I'm 61 years old. I've lost a child to suicide. I was emotionally and physically and sexually abused by my father as I was growing up. I also, I was in a very difficult relationship in my young years. I had a significant other who regularly beat me. I can tell you that I've gone through pretty much all the drama that a person can go through and end up considering life being not so great. And that is not where I'm coming from. I think life is great. I think life is beautiful. And for me, I was struck many years ago when I read a quote from Einstein, who I admire a great deal. Now, I'm not a left-brain person by nature. I am a right-brain person. I'm very creative. I'm very emotional. But I do respect and actually admire left-brain people. I think that genius is laudable, and it's not something you can make happen. It's something that happens. You either are born with this genius gene or you're not. And when I see people who are geniuses, I respect and admire that. And Einstein happens to be one of those people that I respect and admire. He was considered and is considered one of the smartest men that ever lived. He was a scientist. He was an intellectual. And he was thinking outside of the box all the time. And it's an interesting thing to me because when I read about his life, and if you're interested in him, he is a very fascinating man to study. He said something that struck me. And what he said was, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. This quote from Albert Einstein is what got me thinking about yes, and that it's a science. So I say, like Einstein, life is energy. Everything is energy, including life. The universe resonates on energy, the energy in the air and the molecules in the air that we breathe into our bodies, the energy of the plants growing on the planet, the energy of human beings interacting with each other. There's an energy there, and there's a frequency of that energy in each and every tangible thing in the universe. If everything is energy, And if everything is resonating, then if you match your energy to the resonation of the energy of the thing in life that you want to achieve, then you cannot help but get that thing. It is not woo-woo at all. It's not spiritual. It's physics. If you are resonating at that energy, you will get that thing you want. And what I say, why I say yes is the energy and yes is the science, is that the universe, wait for it, the universe resonates with yes. Now, you might argue with me. I hope that you don't. But you might argue with me, Pam, what evidence do you have that the universe resonates at yes? Okay, consider for just a moment everything that's true for you in your life. When you look at the science of what I call yes, look at the definition of the word science. If you pick up a dictionary right now, you open it up and you read the definition of science. This is the definition: intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. I'll say it again. The intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Wow, that's a mouthful. So what you want to get clear about is that when I say that yes is a science, I say that you can test it. You can actually systematically study that the universe resonates at yes. By being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. And I'm not talking about semantics here, and I'm not talking about a word. I'm not just talking about positive thinking either. What I'm speaking to is a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of being that. That's right, who you are in life and who you be in life. So what I'm teaching you has everything to do with who you be and what you do as you're being that. The actions you take when you're being yes. So if who you be in life is yes, and what you do in life is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, a life of passion, a life of fun. And that's all there is to it. It's like Einstein said, that's it. That's all there is to it. It's science. So what you want is to understand and wrap your brain around what it takes to be a yes. By nature, we are people who resonate at a certain frequency. Everybody has this energy. Everybody has this frequency. Everybody resonates. Whether or not you resonate at yes is completely and absolutely up to you. All you want to be clear about is this. Life wants you to have whatever it is that you want in life. Now, I'm going to speak a little bit to that. I teach all of my clients, and a lot of times I utilize movie analogies and musical quotes because I'm just that kind of gal. One of my favorite movies is the motion picture that Disney put out, animated, called Aladdin. Now, you know, I have it that everybody knows about Aladdin, but I recognize that Aladdin came out years ago, that there may be people walking around that says that, you know, I never saw Aladdin. I don't know what that's about. Okay, for those of you who don't know Aladdin, Aladdin was a thief, basically. He runs across this genie when he rubs the lamp that he finds, and the genie pops out and says, I'm going to grant you three wishes. The three wishes I'm going to grant you are yours, and you can have anything you want. And Aladdin was a little puzzled about that. So in the animated movie, when Aladdin was questioning him, like, what do you mean? what exactly you're talking about. Robin Williams, who was the voice of the genie in Aladdin, sang a song. And that song is the song that you hear when my show starts. That song is called You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. I'm not going to sing the song for you right now, and I'm not going to tell you all the lyrics, but the most important lyrics that I want you to take note of are is at the beginning of the song. And it goes like this. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish. It's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? Have some of column A, column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. All right, that's the important part. The song goes on, but that's the part I want you to get. So consider for a moment that I'm singing that song to you right now, listening to this show, in your chair, wherever you are. That's me singing that song to you. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Now, what would you order? A new home? A new car? A new romantic partner? What about your career? The whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available. If you're recognizing elements of what I'm saying inside of what people term the law of attraction, you're on point. I'm a strong believer in and a practitioner of the law of attraction. So as the genie in Aladdin would say, why don't you ruminate while I illuminate the possibilities? So let's talk a little bit about the law of attraction, since the science of yes is grounded in the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It is the attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energies together. So even the law of gravity is a part of the law of attraction. Whether you believe in it or not, universal laws operate on a certain level, and you live your life by these laws. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract into your life whatever it is you're focusing on, regardless of how old you are, whatever your nationality is, whatever your religious beliefs are. We're all susceptible to the laws that govern the universe. And there are many laws that govern the universe. Your recognition of them is irrelevant. The law of attraction uses the power of the mind to translate whatever is in your thoughts and materialize them into reality. In basic terms, all of your thoughts turn into things eventually. So if you focus on negative doom and gloom, you're going to remain under a doom and gloom cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and take actions that can correlate to the goals and commitments inside of the positive thoughts you're having, you'll find a way to achieve them. The law of attraction dictates that whatever you can imagine or hold in your mind's eye is achievable if you take action on a plan to get where you want to be. The key is to distinguish what you were committed to and then design structures that give you the actions that correlate to that commitment, and you'll produce that result every single time, no matter what, I promise. All you need to bring to the table is a desire and a willingness to grow, and most critically, an openness and an ability to be coached and to take on doing the actions that will forward what you say you want in life. With the correct mindset, a healthy dose of the right attitude, and a powerful connection to the right actions, an ordinary person will accomplish extraordinary results. Therefore, a valuable part of what I'm talking about, what I provide in my coaching inside of the science of yes, are new practices and new habits that you can take on that are proven effective, tools and principles that will give you good things to talk about and then act on and realize your goals in life. So what works is you putting into action on a daily basis everything that forwards what you say you want in life. So you can argue for your limitations. My coaching is to leave your limitations outside. Yes, you're human. With all of your mistakes, imperfections, insecurities, but if you're ready for something better, if you're willing to take full responsibility for your life, if you're able to take action based on your values, priorities, and your dreams, then you're open and available to receive anything. And when I say anything, I mean anything your little heart desires. I know this is true because I've lived my life inside of the science of yes all my life. And I have achieved everything that I'm telling you you're capable of achieving. I have had the most miraculous things happen. Not because I'm some special, extraordinary, miracle, magical person. I'm an ordinary kind of gal. I'm ordinary. I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not Oprah Winfrey. I'm not some extraordinary, special, gifted person. I'm ordinary. And I started my company with the intention to give away what it took for me to give up my negative thought patterns and achieve success. So I come from a really large family. There were 7 kids in my family, and I was the middle and the oldest girl. And I married relatively late in life. I was 31 years old, and I had almost given up that I would find this job. I had 3 children. 1 baby girl died at birth. My first child died in 2007 at the age of 30 by her own hand. I rose above a difficult childhood where I experienced poverty, tragedy, devastating issues, and I persevered through it all. And I now have achieved, with this powerful program that I created and designed, a life that is absolutely magical. And I'm here to give it away. You can achieve success no matter where you are in life, no matter how old you are, no matter what, you can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who's first willing to define what they want and then take the actions to go after it. You sitting at home watching TV with a box of popcorn is not going to give you what you want in life. What you want might come. It's a possibility. Anything's possible. But if you really want something, you have to go get it. My favorite thing in life is being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. And success doesn't have to be some elusive thing that you wish for and hope for and one day you might get. You can live the life of your dreams today. You have to decide simply now that you're going to be a yes to whatever it is you want and then go after it. Start by removing the things that hold you back or drag you down. When I say remove the things that hold you back and drag you down, what I'm speaking to is anything that has you not take action towards what you want in life. Anything. If it's another human being, you may not want to be that anymore. Now, I realize that when I say that, that brings up a lot for a lot of people. I might say to you, you need to get that person out of your life, and that person is a relative, a sibling, a parent, a child, a spouse. Does that person empower you, or does that person disempower you? Now, you don't have to pack your bag or put them on the curb. If they're disempowering in their relationship with you, there are a lot of ways that you can handle that. One of the ways that you can handle it is to make sure that they're clear that you're not going to tolerate that kind of behavior anymore. We oftentimes empower the naysayers in our life to put us down or disempower us by allowing them to do so. Let me tell you something. I've heard people say life is like a bowl of chocolate, or life is like a bowl of cherries, or life is like fill in the blank. Here's my take on what life is like. It's like a baseball game. Life is a pitcher, and you are at bat. Life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. Life pretty much throws all kinds of pitches at you. curveball, fastball, ball after ball after ball. You swing away. You don't have much to say about what life pitches at you. You have everything to say about how you react to the balls that life pitches. So are you going to be a yes, or are you going to be a no? And that's what this is all about. Say yes. It's not that complicated. Say yes to this. Say yes to power. Say yes to fun. If life is a mystery, the solution is yes. If life is elusive and you don't know what to do, say yes. This little concept is the access to eternal youth. You don't need a mythical fountain to take a bath in. Just say yes. You don't need to put your credit card on the table. Just say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes or walk across hot coal or do anything you don't want to do. You have an opportunity here to put a stop to any conversation that you can't do or you can't have or you can't see in your life. Anything in your future that you can't put your hands around, you can have it. Just say yes. First, let me start by distinguishing for you that I don't mean to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. That is not what I'm talking about. Even though I'm saying say yes, what I'm actually referring to is about what you're doing and what you're saying in life. It isn't that yes is a good word and no is a bad word. I'm talking about tackling life on and empowering what you want on, out of your life and taking the action to have those things. Saying yes is saying yes to what it's going to take for you to have what you want. So it doesn't mean someone comes along and makes a ridiculous proposal and you say yes because you're just going to say yes to everything because Pam told you to. As you start to craft the life of your dreams, you're going to remold your life to be one of a positive mindset. So I'm not just talking about positive thinking. I'm speaking to someone whose life revolves around being open and available to receive and taking the actions necessary to receive. So as my favorite celebrity, Yoda, says, do or do not. There is no try. Now, I could tell you to say no. I could say, like, I could do this whole little coaching thing. Say no to stress and stress-caused illnesses. Say no to unemployment and being a victim to your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could say that and then call my process the things to say no to. But I'm not going to do that, okay? And there's a really big reason why I'm not going to do that. What I'm teaching, the positive mindset, the science of yes, one of the biggest teaching inside of that science is to not speak out loud that which you do not want. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. You don't go into a restaurant, sit down, pick up the menu and say, when the waiter walks up with their pad and pen in hand ready to take your order, you don't do this. Don't serve me pancakes. I don't want any pancakes. I don't like them. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You wouldn't do that, right? Well, I hope not. You wouldn't walk into, you know, a clothing store like, you know, Walmart or Saks or any, you know, clothing store. You wouldn't walk up to the salesperson and say, okay, don't show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots because I don't like red with black polka dots. I hate them, actually. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. Actually, I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots, okay? So don't do it. I don't like that. Now, you wouldn't do that, would you? Gosh, I hope not. Okay, so you wouldn't do that. That actually sounds kind of absurd, right? So why do you say things like, I don't want to live like this. I hate my life. I hate my job. I hate my car. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me that way. Why do you do that? I'd like you to consider that when you say out loud the things that you don't want in your life, you're actually bringing attention to and energy to that which you don't want. And when you bring energy to it with your speaking, you bring energy to it in the universe, in the world. You see, everything that walks out of your mouth The universe is listening. Okay? The universe hears everything you say. And I'm going to tell you a secret about the universe, and it sucks, okay? Right off the bat, full disclosure, this part sucks. The universe doesn't hear no, doesn't hear the word no or anything in the community of no. So, like, don't is in that world of no. Anything around no, the universe can't hear. So, for example, if you say, I don't want it to rain today, out loud, the universe hears rain today. And the universe thinks, oh, you want it to rain today, no problem. And here it comes. Here comes the rain. Not because you have the power to order the weather and the universe, because the universe wants you to have what you want. Promise. Promise. The universe wants you to have what you want in life. When you say, I don't want this, or I don't want that, when you actually say that stuff out loud, the universe hears it and it misinterprets it. The universe misinterprets that you want that thing. And a lot of times, when you say you don't want something, or you say, God, I don't want that thing to happen, it happens. Not every time, because sometimes the universe doesn't want that thing to happen. But the universe is often trying to fulfill in what it thinks you want. And it thinks you want something when you say you want it out loud, and it doesn't hear no. So teach my clients is to never say with your mouth out loud that which you do not want. It's not a superstition, and it's not a ritual. It's a law. It's a law of the universe inside of the world in the science of yes. When you are in the science of yes, you only speak about that which you want. So rather than say, I don't want it to rain today, what you would say is, I'm looking forward to the beautiful sunny day today. You're creating with your speaking that which what you want, and you're not putting energy on that which you don't want, and that's what that's all about. So what do you want in life? I highly encourage people, as a practitioner of the science of yes, to visualize and actually articulate, whether through vision boards or whether through whatever it takes, to actually get in reality that which you want in life so that you are present to and are surrounded by it on all sides by what it is that you are working towards. Your goals, your dreams, your visions are always in front of you. So I'm going to tell you full disclosure. In life, I'm an optimistic person. I recognize that not everybody's like that. It's nothing wrong with that, but I do fully understand the power of my optimism. I view life inside of a silver lining kind of way. Never before was I able to translate my basic positive nature into action that could move me into difficult through difficult times or open doors that allowed me to achieve the dreams that I had. It wasn't until I designed this science of yes that I could understand why I saw people in my life achieve things and how they were able to achieve them when I was so open and my attitude was so great and I couldn't achieve them. But with the science of yes, I started to understand that a positive and powerful mindset would have me improve my performance and allow me to build towards that which I was reaching for in life. And that's when I started to produce results. That's when I opened my own business. That's when I started to succeed in life. When I got what it took is a positive mindset and actions that correlate to what it was I was building. So when you face life with a yes spirit, you create positive energy and hope, not just for yourself, but for the people around you and in your environment and in your life. The positive energy you create will help you get things done, make good things happen, open you up to receive more easily. And when difficult and challenging things come up, you can move through them quickly and more powerfully. So today, this is really, really, there's a lot that to be concerned about today. We're living in turbulent times. We're working harder. We're moving faster. We're multitasking, cell phones and emails and tweeting and hooting and snapping and, you know, making friends and dealing with people that you actually may never meet in person. And even truly know, you know, on internet sites that rob you of your time and your value and give very little back in reward. The current political climate is overwhelming. People are blasting negative energy about our president and what he should and should not be doing. There's all these hashtags, Black Lives Matter, Mannequin Challenges, depressing news, jam-packed schedules. It's impossible to keep up with everything. We wake up early with an endless list of things to do. And we go to bed late, tossing and turning, as we mentally prepare our action list for the day. It's no wonder that our effectiveness and our efficiency suffer, because life has become very complicated. And as the pressure mounts, the majority of us find fewer and fewer moments of actual happiness. You have less time for your family and friends, little or no time for yourself and your dreams, and life occurs like hurried. I feel it too. And with everything that's going on, it's all you can do just to take each breath. And you might even think that I have a lot of nerve to come along and say, yeah, okay, wait for it. Okay? Yes will move you quickly and gently into calmer waters, where you can manage your life and responsibilities and still have time and energy for family and friends. Yes will have you discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace life in ways you didn't imagine possible. Yes is a practice. Yes, it's easy to understand. Yes is what there is to do in life. I still have a caller. Good morning. You're on the line with Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Is there something I can answer for you?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, ma'am. Oh, hi. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you, for a consulting business, with people who speak English very little and Spanish a lot, and they want to do business, and I want to interrupt in translation. What is the keyword for that? I mean, because I want to start a business, and that's what I'm trying to do my target area. And thank you for
What's
taking my call, by the way.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Veronica.
So what I hear you saying, I just want to make sure I understand the question. You are interested in starting a consulting business with people who English is their second language. Is that accurate?
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. So what kind of consulting specifically? Are you there to help them speak English better, or what kind of consulting?
Business, like a business consultant.
Okay, got it. All right, so you want to know what to brand yourself? You want to know what to call yourself?
Yes. What is the market for that? What direction? I'm having a hard time getting my thoughts in order, and I'm glad I found. Thank you. Maybe
you're
you
welcome.
Have direction.
I have a thought about what you're asking me. You want to open up your own business. You want to be someone who is a resource for people who English is their second language, to coach them and consult with them on how to run their business, even though they don't speak English as well. They can actually interact with English-speaking clients. So inside of that and what you provide, the thing you first want to distinguish is, what is the problem that you're solving for them? So you're saying that they have an issue or a problem. As an entrepreneur in the United States, where some of your clients speak your language and some of them don't. What problem do they have that you can resolve?
It's a good question. That's where I'm kind of stuck at, to be honest with you.
You got it, ma'am.
I'm stuck there.
That's the question you have to answer. You asked me, how do I get to it? It's the question you have to answer. So they have a problem. I'll give you an example, okay? I can resolve a problem for someone who's just starting up their business and don't know how to go about it. I can give you the first 10 steps to starting your business. So you don't know how to form an LLC or incorporate your business, I can tell you how to do that, okay? You don't know how to get a logo made, I can tell you how to do that. The first 10 steps that you need to take to start your business, I can help you resolve those issues. That's one of the services that I provide as a business consultant. I specialize in startups. I tell you exactly what it is you need to do. I'm an HR expert, so if you have a team of people or employees, I tell you how to be in compliance with the labor laws. Those are the kinds of things that I provide. So the first question you need to be able to answer is, what problem do I resolve for them? So take out a piece of paper and a pen, okay? And I want you to write down three things. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
I'm talking to you. I'm going to coach you. And I want you to write down what I'm going to tell you. So tell me when you're ready to write down what I tell you to write down. And just so that we don't have silence on the air, if there's anyone who's listening while Veronica is getting a pen and paper, you do the same thing. If you're thinking about starting a business, if you have a service that you want to market, then I'm about to give you three things to write down to get you started. This is just to get you started, okay? You ready?
I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the first thing you're going to write down is this. What is the name of my business? Now, there's a couple of things about that. You can call it the Veronica Consulting Agency. That's fine. That's perfectly legitimate. I don't know what your last name is, but it could be the Veronica Smith Consulting Agency, or it could be Veronica Smith Associates, or it can be something nothing to do with that. But what is the name of your business? That's the first thing. The second thing, what is the problem that I fix or resolve for my customers? What is the problem that I fix or resolve for my customers?
Okay.
Is that a parakeet?
Cockatiel, 26 years.
Is the cockatiel? Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's
coming
to
sit up pretty soon.
I apologize. I want your cockatiel to know that I am aware that she's there. She doesn't have to feel like she needs to announce herself. So number three, I know she's a sweetie pie. She likes attention. Number three, the third thing you're going to write down, okay?
Yeah.
Who is my customer? Okay, now tell me the three things you just wrote down.
Name of business and a problem you would solve the customer or a business. Who is my customer?
So those three questions are key for you starting a business. And I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? It doesn't have to be in that order that you answer those questions, but those questions have to be answered. You have to know the answer to those questions before you start a business. And part of creating your business is distinguishing what the answers are. I know you want somebody to tell you the answer to those questions, but nobody can really tell you the answer. You have to answer those questions because that's how you start a business. So, for instance, the man who started Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders, he had a recipe for fried chicken, okay? And he ultimately, he started a restaurant, and he served his fried chicken in the restaurant, and he went on to make it into a franchise. Ultimately, what he did was he sold the franchise to a large corporation. He retired a very wealthy man, and he died at a very, very old age. And the thing I want you to know is that Colonel Sanders began his business when he was in his 70s. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Colonel Harlan David Sanders. Okay? And he started his business. You know, he opened up his first franchise. When he was in his 60s, and he sold it when he was in his 70s. So this is a man who, in his, you know, later in life, created what is like worldwide, a global brand for fried chicken. You follow?
Yes.
And so why I'm bringing that to your attention is that when this guy lived an entire life doing something else. And then when he was 64 years old, he stood up and said, okay, time for me to get on with my life. There's a whole story around that guy. I recommend that you go on Wikipedia and read up about it. Okay? But I'm sharing that with you because, you know, this man, when he was in his late 70s, sold his business for billions of dollars. And that's available to you. It's available to anyone. But first you got to answer those three questions. And you don't get to where he got to until you're ready to do that. And he wasn't ready to do that until he was 64 years old. So I don't know how old you are, Veronica, but I bet you're not 64.
No, late 30s.
You have time to figure out the answer to those three questions. That's your first homework. Answer those three questions. And don't look to someone else to answer them for you. You know, the name of your company is not as critical, but it's important. Who your customer is critical. And, you know, the problem you resolve for them is critical. Answer those three questions and you're ready to start. You're ready to start your own business. Don't answer those three questions and start a business and see how fast it folds.
Yes, sir.
You get that? And that's how you start.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how you start. So being a consultant for people who English is their second language is a great, you know, goal. So one could say that your customer is someone whose English is their second language. And they're an entrepreneur whose English is their second language. And the problem that you resolve is teaching them how to communicate with their clients who speak English better than they do. So that's one way you can look at it. But sit down and work it out for yourself. And then, you know, feel free to reach out to me. I'm Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach. You can reach me. You can either go on my website and send me a message via my website, which is at yescoachforyou.com, or you could go to, you could send me an email at pamheath, pamforyou.com.
Okay.
Pamheath at yescoachforyou.com. And you can ask me questions there. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else I can answer for you?
Where can I get information? How to write a business? When a consultant writes, it's fees. Have you know? That's what I'm.
So So is your question, how do you sort out how much to charge?
Yeah, like how does somebody write up a proposal for the client to be billed? That's what I'm stuck at.
That's a very good question. So what you're asking is a very typical question when someone's first starting out is how much do I charge and how do I bill my people and what kind of agreements do I put in place and so on and so forth. So that's all very, very relevant. And what there is to do is first distinguish what it is that you're going to provide and then write that down. First of all, I'm a big advocate for writing things down. I know everybody's electronic these days, and I'm electronic too. And a lot of times I'll write things down and then I'll transfer them to the computer or to my tablet. I'm a big advocate for writing in my hand my goals and my vision. So I recommend that you sit down, take some time, and write down each thing that you provide. And once you've written those things down, look and see how much your time is worth in providing that. Like, give me an example of something that you do. Like, I'm a potential client right now talking on the phone with you. You're on the phone with me and you're saying, Pamela, I know that you speak English, but that English is your second language and the language that you speak is more comfortable for you, but I can support you in running your business so that you do better with English-speaking clients. And one of the things I provide is, tell me the answer to that.
Yes, I would like to come and organize your office, to make it work more workable for you. Organize your office.
All right. So one of the services I provide is I actually physically come to your office wherever it is, and I support you in organizing your office. So that process takes. How long does that process take, Veronica? Have you done that before?
I've done it for people's home, but not for office. That's where I'm kind of stuck at. I don't know if it's charged by the square feet or how much stuff they hack, or just paid an hour.
Okay, so you've done it before, but not for offices, but for people. Okay,
mm-hmm.
In your worst-case scenario, how long has it taken for people?
Month or two.
Okay, a month. Let's say 4 weeks. That's your worst case scenario. In your best case scenario, you show up and they're not so bad. How long does it take?
2 days.
Okay, so between 2 days and 4 weeks, let's meet in the middle and say it's a 2-week process. Did you see what I just did?
Yes, you.
So I took an average of your best to your worst, and I chose the middle, and I said this process will take 2 weeks. Now, how many days during those 2 weeks are you actually going to spend helping them organize their office? Not going to take all 14 days, right? Because that would be like crazy.
Yes.
How many days do you think it would take?
Out of the 14, my time would be 7, because they have to do their part as well.
Okay, so given that half is them and half is you, if you show up, by the way, this is an awful lot of work you're distinguishing, okay? This is an awful lot of work you're distinguishing, because your time, let's say that just for kicks and giggles, let's say you charged by the hour. I don't recommend it, but let's say that you charged by the hour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you charge by the hour, let's just say for kicks and giggles, you charge $30 an hour. Okay? How many hours in one day would you go and support your client?
7 days.
But I'm saying how many hours? You're not going to go there for 24 hours. You follow?
No, no.
How many hours in one day?
Six hours.
Okay, so in 7 days, 6 hours a day is 36 hours, okay? So if you're making $30 an hour, then you just said that, you know, you're going to charge them $1,080. Now, that was what I just did is what you have to do. You have to break it down logistically like that. $30 an hour, 36 hours, $1,080. Bam. It's really that simple. However, that's a lot of work. If you had three clients, you'd be dead by the end of the month. I'm just saying. Mm. You have to think about these things when you're working this out. Now, I have another caller on the line, okay? So I'm going to take that call, but I want you to sit with what we just talked about and see what you come up with, and I'll come back to you in a minute, okay? Hi, this is
Hello.
The Yes Coach. Who's this?
This is Tanika.
Tanika, how can I help you?
Hi. Hi, I just wanted to know what you saw for me with a job that I just started. This past week was my second week in training there, and I'm not really sure if I just wanted to know if I'm gonna last there, if it's gonna be something that's gonna work out or not, and if you saw anything for me with love life.
Okay, so I am a coach. I can coach you about your job, but I'm not a spiritualist that could give you a reading. Are you looking for a reading?
Yeah.
Okay, so the lady who was going to do readings was not able to make the show, so I came on. And unfortunately, you can't get a reading today. You would have been able to because that's what she does. So I apologize for that. But I'm a coach. I'm a life coach. So I'm coaching people on their careers and their jobs. And I wish I could help you. But stay tuned. You can get a reading from this lady when she does come on her show. Okay?
Okay. She's going to come
okay,
on?
Thanks for following. No, she couldn't make it. That's why I'm here. She's not here today.
Oh.
But she will be. And
oh.
there'll be times when she is here. She's just not here today. Okay?
Oh.
Okay. Have a good day.
Oh.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks.
Veronica?
Hi, ma'am. Yes, I'm here.
All right. So what did you think about? I told you to give some thought to what I said. What did you think about? Because what you're distinguishing, there's nothing wrong, by the way. This is perfect. What you're talking about is how you go about creating your price list is what I just did with you. It has everything to do with how you value your time and how you value what you provide. So, for instance, I've been in the industry. My background is as an operations manager and an administrator. That's my background.
Wow.
Okay? So my time to teach you what I'm teaching you right now in the last, like, I'd say 20 minutes is valuable. So it has everything to do with how you value your time. That's how you establish your pricing. So this is a whole conversation that we could have that could go for on for hours about how to value your time. So the show is, I have 60 seconds left on the show, okay? So my last piece of coaching for you is the three things I had to write down, work with that, and then think about what it is that you provide, okay, and what it takes for you to provide it. And I don't recommend hourly charging, but I would start there with how much you would want to make per hour. Because, like, if you worked for 36 hours, it would be over $1,000. So why not just charge them $1,000 up front?
Okay,
all
I
right.
can do that. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one way you can get your price. So thank you so much for calling in, Veronica. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. And for those of you who are listening, this is Pam Heath. I am the Yes Coach, and I am on normally Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Please follow my show. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend. See you soon. Bye-bye.